Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to the world's smartest podcast network.
When I go to Sacramento, I will pump up Sacramento.
Some say the news is fake. Others say it's real. These two don't have the time to check. Instead, Turner Sparks and Michael Ira Kaplan turn to comics stationed around the globe to be their eyewitness reporters so that you can know what's really going on. This is Lost in America.
All right, everybody, welcome to Lost in America, episode 278. My name's Turner Sparks.
I am Mike Kaplan. Kaplan
you can
America.
Find me at turnersparks.com. Folks, my new comedy, this is a big announcement right here. My new comedy album, Double Happiness.
Ding, ding, ding.
Is currently available for pre-order on Amazon Music, on iTunes, on Apple Music, on Spotify, on all these other ones I've never even heard of. Deezer, I think, is one of her. Tweezer, something like
Tweezer,
that.
Tweezer, Stitcher.
There's a bunch. Go to turnersparks.com right now. Click the link, pre-order it, because the more pre-sales I get, the higher I go in the charts when it comes out on September 30th. But do it now while you're thinking about it, and then it'll just be like a surprise on September 30th. You'll get my new comedy album. Also, it'll be in the liner notes to this episode. What do we call those again?
Show notes, the final liner notes, I think. No,
show liner notes to this episode. You know, the little thing, the description.
The description in the episode. iTunes. Yeah, in the pod thing. So
go there, click the link, find it out. Kaplan, you can find him on all social media platforms at Kaplan America. He's also the number one real estate agent in Long Island City, New
Kaplan
York.
Kaplan NYC is the, I'm building the account, but go there now. Get in early.
Kaplan NYC on what?
On Instagram.
So, oh, you have an Instagram platform?
I have a special Instagram. I don't want to confuse people. So on one Instagram, we can post clips where I rail about anything and say all sorts of things to get me canceled. Because, you know, in the other Instagram, I can be the good salesman guy who's really neutral about everything.
He's so. Michael by day, Cap by night.
Exactly.
Cap on the podcast today. We have Melinda Pereira back from our friend who's born, grew up in Sri Lanka, currently in Ireland. But he's coming out today to talk to us all about the government collapse. I don't know if the government collapsed, but the president fled the country of Sri Lanka after the economy collapsed, which we
broke this into story. Really?
We were the first ones to do the story on this months ago.
Literally nobody in the Western media was covering this story. You saw it. I don't even know where you saw it. You had a tip or something. We did it. And then like a few weeks later, the New York Times came in. They copied our story essentially verbatim.
Yeah.
They didn't quote us. They didn't quote us. It's okay. We know we were the heroes. And then what happened? Then boom, then things happened. So we're going to follow up on it now. So
we're taking credit for the collapse of the government.
Well, we inspired. Let's take credit now. I was going to say the
boom,
opening.
Things happened.
We inspired the protesters to take it up a notch. And
that's
say,
a good point.
You can dream bigger. You can get into the president's pool. So
So we'll get into that in just a minute. Cap, take it away with our Patreon stuff.
Yeah. So, but before we do that, patreon.com/lostinamerica is the best way to support this podcast because as I just said, I'm selling real estate now because this podcast does not make enough money to earn a living. But if you want to help
that in itself is crazy. We have thousands of listeners. This past week was one of our big, I think it was our biggest week in pod history. Maybe the one time we had Gary Johnson on, the numbers were higher years ago. The struggling politician from New Mexico.
Former presidential, came in third in the presidential race.
That's true. Third in the presidential. But it was really one of the biggest in our history. Our numbers are going up and up and up on Lost in America, but our Patreon numbers are going down. Let's not sugarcoat it.
they're going like the way they're just like going down. They're not like the way monkeypox is going up. We want that to be our numbers. So it's we need more subscribers because
we want to be the monkeypox of podcasting.
we are funnier than monkeypox, although it's a funny name. But so for $5 a month, that's all we're asking for. We give you two or three episodes a week. I will just give you a little sneak peek. There's two naked guys running around Long Island City where I live. Not one, two different guys are running around nude. Everyone's trying to catch them. No one can find them. So we're going to be talking about my plans for catching them this week on the Patreon show as one topic.
That's the big story. The smaller story is we're creating a television show.
That's the B story, as they say.
The B story is that Kaplan and I went to El Salvador about a month ago, filmed a pilot television show version of this podcast. We adapted this podcast into a TV show, filmed a half hour episode. We're in the editing stages now. We are updating everyone step by step on what's going on with that, all the ins and the outs and the craziness. And then we're going to be editing for the next 2 months. That we're talking about that every day on the pod. Yeah. And then we're going to be taking it to networks and pitching it. Mm. And that'll definitely be on there because I'm going to be like, hey, so we have this TV show. And Cap's going to say, before we get to that, there's two naked guys in my neighborhood. We're sitting with NBC.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking all about that. Cap. So you go to patreon.com/lostinamerica and give $5 a month. You get that show, $10 a month.
We're gonna send you a mug, merch.
You get a free t-shirt or a mug when we went to number one in Armenia. $20 a month. You get your own advertisement on this show. And Cap, for the first time ever, we're adding something. All $5 a month subscribers, all of you. And Cap, you should actually check the email while we're podcasting here. All $5 a month subscribers, anybody who's a Patreon subscriber gets to ask us any question they want about the show, about us, about the guest, about anything. And we will answer it at the halfway point of this episode. We'll do one or two an episode. So we'll get you in. You'll get at least one. You'll get your question answered at least once a month, whatever you want. And we'll shout you out your name to our thousands of listeners. How about that? Now, Kaplan, let's get to today's episode. I know you're looking up stuff over there.
We got something from Will Prechuk, but
oh, good. We got something from Will Prechuk already. We announced it on the Patreon show a couple days ago. So we already have something. So we'll get to that at the halfway point in the episode. But Cap, what do you know? Let's get into Sri Lanka. Last we left off with them, they had this seemingly corrupt government, or at least a stupid government.
Yeah, if they were for cricket stadiums they didn't need. They were building
sporting stadiums, like cricket stadiums they didn't need, as you said, out in the middle of nowhere.
Airport to nowhere, I think.
They had an airport funded by the Chinese that was on the wrong side of the country where nobody lived.
Yeah.
Anyway, all that spending, they've now gone broke. And I think they had gone broke on the last episode. But now the president, feeling the pressure of going broke, decided to just leave the country. Right. And he's not only the president, they're almost like this monarchy. That's a ruling family that's been in for decades. And I think the whole family left the country, but I could be wrong there. I don't know the actual truth. What do you know?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to the rest of the family. But yeah, we went to air, protesters took it up a notch. They stormed where he lived. We saw images of them swimming in his pool. You know, the president's out when he can't protect his own pool. You know, that's.
Yeah, they were doing cannonballs into his pool. I saw him running around the pool, not even walking. There was no lifeguard on
there. There was nobody blowing a whistle. Lifeguard shortages are problems everywhere.
Yeah.
There was no lifeguard. It was just like a party scene. It was like when you had kids come over, like you invited a few friends in high school to the rich kid's pool and everyone in the neighborhood shows up. One of those kind of parties.
It was like a high school kegger.
Yeah.
They were jumping off like the second floor balcony into the pool. Like classic, the crazy kid at your high school comes over to your house and is like, your parents are away, I'm jumping off the roof.
Yeah. And I don't know if they were saying like, this is our pool, because it's like the people's pool. I don't know if it's taxpayer owned. I don't know. We'll get into that. But yeah, he left. He said, I got to get out of this country. This is a problem. So
he left. They have a new acting president,
Prime Minister. We talked about him a little bit on the last episode because he's from another family that's been around a while, I believe. So it doesn't seem like much has changed in my mind. Like, I don't feel like this is a threat. He wasn't elected by the people. He was sort of elected by other politicians to take over temporarily. So I don't know if that's going to make the protesters go away, because they still are waiting 4 days for gasoline. I was reading in lines.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, and then we'll bring in Melinda here in a second. But on the serious side of this, The country's broke. The people, food prices are all double now.
Inflation's up 70%, I believe.
Waiting days for gas. So, Melinda Pereira, welcome to the show.
Welcome
I know you're
back.
Coming to us from Ireland, but I believe your family is all still in Sri Lanka. How are you doing? How's your family doing? Let's start there.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me again. And fair play to you on the Kev Comedy album.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. So things are still stirring up back home. I'm still in Dublin. My mom is still in Colombo. And few things changed since we last spoke, but nothing significant.
So changing presidents isn't significant.
The president left, fled the country, right?
Well, he did. But the question is, did that change anything? Like, you know, so it's not changing anything if it is the same old people
right.
comes to the seat, you know, like it's just a rotation of corrupt politicians changing seats, you know, like it's fucking musical chair. Like it's basically musical chair. Like, hey, so you lost the seat now. I'm going to take over now. Once it goes on rotation, you'll be back on this seat, you know? So it's that kind of a thing. But also the protest grounds have been cleared out. People have to leave the protest grounds. So the place they were protesting is no longer, they can't protest there anymore. So they had to clear things out. I think that happened a couple of days ago. Medicine, fuel, all these are like still issues. Like the only thing right now is like this is the monsoon season starting, so it's a little bit it's getting a little bit rainy, so electricity might like the hours of the power cuts are shortening. The funniest thing I heard recently was I think there was like a small the price, like bringing the price down of fuel, but who cares because there is no fuel. That's cheaper. A brilliant like we're gonna bring the fuel price down on something that doesn't fucking exist anymore.
Yeah, like, literally people aren't like, I read they're not even going to school, their kids are waiting in lines for days to help get gas.
It's like those things. I mean, in Colombo probably things are a little bit getting, because you know, when things are coming, it's the first the capital gets and the rest gets distributed. But other than that, like there is a QR code system that you, like, so you have your day. Still, even if you have your day, you might not get fuel on that particular day, because if the Bowser doesn't show up,
what does that mean? There's a QR system alerting you when you're allowed to get fuel?
That's the thing, man. Like, you know, we all talk about government corruption and shit. Like, you know, what happened was people started so people would always go, especially like taxi drivers and them, they would go to gas, petrol stations, and they would get the gas, I mean, get petrol, and then they pump it out and they sell it for higher prices. And they would go to the queue. So there was a petrol shortage, not just because petrol is not coming to the country, but also people who get them, pump it out again, sell it for an extra price, and then go pump it again. So like, you know, it's corruption from every level. Like, that's the problem. Like, you know, it's not just like, you know, so for that, like you get a QR code now. So you show that at the petrol station, and then they scan it as like, okay, so you have 4 gallons, so 4 liters.
So it's like you get it by name, like it's like alphabetical or something, like
something like that. Since I don't live there, I don't know how the system works, but I know for a fact like
today's now your
you
day.
Go show, today's your day. So for a week, I think it's like 4 or 5 liters. That's pretty much it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And but power is an issue as well, right? Power going in and out all over the
place. Yeah, I mean, there are still power cuts, but as I mentioned earlier, like, you know, most Sri Lankan regions are powered by water, hydro.
Okay.
So now we get, like, since it's the monsoon, so now the hydro power plants are back in work. So the power shortage is now a little bit shorter, So 14 hours is no longer 14. Yeah, like because it's rain. Like Sri Lanka has like a lot of hydro. It's called hydropower plants, right? I think I'm using the correct term.
Sure.
Hydropower plants. I'm assuming, but if there is another word,
hydroelectric. So, yeah. Hydroelectric power. I think you're using the right term.
That's pretty much it.
How's your family doing? Your mom?
They're all right. Luckily, the only thing is my mom does not own a car, so she doesn't have the fuel issue. As a matter of fact, gas for cooking and electricity is still an issue, and also very expensive food prices. Like everything is very, very expensive. Like double, triple the prices that it used to be, and things are not stopping. Like everything is just keeps going up in a daily basis. So that's not changing. And my mom is soon going to be a pensioner. So
that's not adjusted for inflation. The pension, right? I mean, that's fixed.
Yeah.
Because exactly. We have like 9% inflation here, and it seems everyone's complaining about how much things cost, but 70% is.
At that point,
what, do you even care what a thing? You just hand over your money and get what you need. I don't know.
Yeah, like that's pretty much what's happening. Like people just buying whatever they can for the little amount of money they have, because somebody who used to buy like a kilo of rice now just getting like 250 grams of rice.
And we should say that Sri Lanka is not a historically poor country. It's not like it's this deep impoverished country that's always had these problems, right? I mean, Kaplan, you were telling me.
Yeah, I was saying like a few years ago, the per capita was double that of India's in like 2020, I believe. So before the pandemic, at least. So it's not. Yeah, it must be. It's a big adjustment for people to have.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, the last time anybody used obviously at that time there was no QR codes. There was a time, I think around in the 70s or something. Like you had like a coupon to get bread. So people would queue up to get bread. So ever since that, this is Sri Lanka's worst economic crisis. Like something like this has never happened to us before.
Right. And so by the way, if you want to hear how we got to this point, listen to the podcast we did a couple months ago with Melinda. We go through the whole, like how Sri Lanka got to this point. But so what's, I think, am I, Wickremasinghe?
Wickremasinghe.
Okay, that's the president. That's the current president.
The way you said it is like Wickremachine gun. Like
machine gun. How do you say it?
Wickremasinghe.
Wickremasinghe.
You can also call him Ranil.
Ranil. Ranil. We'll go with Ranil. Okay,
cool. Yeah, that's the president. Ranil. Right.
I like how quickly Melinda gave up on my ability to pronounce it. Just calm right now.
I mean, right, that's what we do. We be nice and we try to give you something that you can probably say, like that you don't want to. Like you're not gonna be like, haha, he can't say it. We're gonna play on that one now. No.
The names are extremely long.
So
right now, so he's, as you said briefly, he's from the establishment. I read that he's been an elected government official. He's been in politics since 1977, was the first time he's elected. He's an old guy. He's been the prime minister for 6 terms.
Yeah.
He's part of the machine that created this problem.
He's also part of a political family, just like his rival, right?
I wouldn't say a political family. I mean, like his family also has been involved in a lot of politics, but like he was his wife never takes any, like she doesn't even attend most of the political events because she's a lecturer at one of the government universities, and she keeps her reputation as a professor and professor only. And a lot of people respect her very, very much in that regard. She never, ever steps into any political things. I mean, at the end of the day, she's still his wife, he has been there since forever, but mainly because their party constitution says unless the party leader dies or resigns them himself, nobody can throw him out of power. Exactly. So there's no term limits. If you're a party leader, you serve until your death or until you resign. So obviously he probably had a plan. So that's why he never wanted to quit.
Yeah.
And he never died until now either. So that's why he was, and I think we spoke about how he got into the parliament this time, because he was not actually, he lost the election. He did not get a seat by votes from his seat. And he's also from Colombo. That's his seat. So he was brought into the parliament using, like, there's another system that you can, like, get elected as a national. You can become a parliamentarian from the national list. So that's how he was.
System? Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know if you talked, if you spoke about that last in the last episode. So you know,
you
like
lose and still get in. There's like a backdoor.
Technically, it was not for people like that. That system was created because Sri Lanka has a thing, like, you know, if you can talk to the gallery, you can become a politician. Like, you know, if you are good with your words, because most of our people who represent, like most of the our government servants who represent in the parliament are thugs and criminals and murderers. And like literally, there's a convicted. Yeah. There's a convicted murderer in our parliament.
Whoa.
Who attends parliament sessions from prison.
From prison? Because, like, he zoomed in?
Because he was convicted after he submitted nominations. And when he submit, like, his nominations, if the nomination is approved until people vote, his nominations can't be revoked. And he got the most votes for his seat.
And what was his campaign platform?
I have no idea, man.
I mean, he's focused on the job. He's in prison. He's not.
I mean, the only difference like is he's not,
he's not a minister. He's just an MP. He's just a member of a parliament. He can't get
But if you get convicted of murder, you don't automatically lose your seat. That's
Two cents. Exactly.
Voters voted for him.
so that's how crazy the Sri Lankan parliament is, man. Like, wow. we know how many thugs, how many like robbers, like are. So this has always been the case. So because of this, to get educated people in who are not good in, like, you know, talking in to like the general public, the system was created to get the knowledgeable people in without having to sit for the election.
So
according to the number of seats that you win in the parliament, you get a certain number of people that you would like to bring in. So most of the time, the people that were brought in by this list are, like, you know, scholars or like anybody.
I mean, we have a similar thing in America where, like, a president gets to appoint their cabinet. These cabinet members aren't elected. They're just picked by the president.
Right.
But you're Human Services.
They don't put people in the Congress, but yeah, they can.
But exactly. They're probably more powerful.
Yeah, it's like how you vouch for people at the Friars Club. You know, you got in, you were elected governor.
It's like how I got Kaplan in.
Exactly. You said this guy, he's a murderer, but
Doug. So when how was this transfer of power done when the president that you had before flees the country?
Yeah.
And then how long until Ranil comes out and says, "Okay, I'm your new president now."
so
no one elected him.
That's the Sri Lankan constitution. So, at any chance, the president steps down or flees or dies, because at that point he was still acting prime minister as well. So according to the constitution, the moment the president seat becomes available, the president at that time automatically becomes president. That's the constitution.
The
prime minister becomes
like
president. Like, yeah. So that's the constitution.
And what I read was the people were not so happy about that. They burned down his house.
Yeah. That's
worse than swimming in his pool. I mean,
on July 9th. The prime minister's house.
Yeah. Oh, okay. The thing is, like, a lot of houses were burned. And, like, right. You know, even this one, the way, like, you know, that's the thing, like that, like, we, like, a lot of people entered the president's house and everybody was, I mean, I'm not saying there were no damage. There was damage, but nobody went overboard down to, like, burning things.
Right. So, they just had some fun. So,
So the burning of Ronald's, like at that time, Prime Minister's house, people clearly believe that's staged.
Staged to make the protesters look bad.
Yeah.
Like the government did it to make
to make it look like this is not a peaceful protest, you know.
So then they can send the military in.
Yeah. So because this is the exact same thing happened like in July like 9th. But that one was clearly like the protesters because they sent thugs and like supporters from that party to like destruct the protest. So obviously protesters went crazy and everybody who was supporting the protest went and burned down all ministers' houses.
Did they show how that fire was even set or there was any?
There were certain videos that circulating around, but like, you know, I don't know the authenticity of that, so I can't talk about things that I don't know, but there is heavy speculations that was staged.
So we have an insurance policy, you know, that's what people do here. When your restaurant's not doing well, you burn it down, you collect the insurance money. So
anyway. Protesters want? Like, I know the protesters aren't on the streets anymore, but they would be if they could be. They were kind of taken off the streets. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do they want to happen next?
Now, that's a very important question as well. I think I might have said this earlier as well. The protesters want the current ministers and the current system to be completely changed and like pretty much what we are doing currently is recycling. But what we need is like a complete new system. But
new
now
constitution. New everything.
Probably not the constitution, but new, like a new set of lawmakers. Mm. But now the question is, where do we find them? Because we don't have them. Like this protest, this revolution, I would call, is not like unifiedly led. Mm. It's just a bunch of people coming together. And like, it's like, you know, we want this. We want it now. How do we get it? We don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Because we did not see, like, there were a bunch of leaders from here, like, who kind of, like, led the protest. But then again, when you do this, there were still certain political agendas that showing through. And, like, this is not, like, everybody just wants the current people who are in this parliament to be gone away. And the way things are now the person who has sworn in as parliament, the prime minister. So now if Ranil goes, that man becomes president. And he's also not a person that can actually hold the place, you know, like, so anybody that is in the parliament already, it's not someone people are happy with. Like nobody.
So they all have to go.
They all have to go. But now who's coming back now? Like who are we going to put in a seat who can lead the country? Who can lead something that can actually the people trust that? Because you know it's a whole corrupted system. So
has anyone? And now here's just an idea. I know like all these countries have left the UK over the years. Have anyone gone back in?
Reverse.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, the UK took over all these countries for hundreds of years. And then one by one, like people left. They left, they ditched the queen, took India left. You know, everybody took off. But has anyone been like, can we join? I don't know if you guys have ever run, but can we join? Yeah. Is there, I mean, I'm joking.
I don't think.
Be the government? Is there any, are there outside countries that are like offering help in any way?
Everybody will be happy to help Sri Lanka, man, because of the geological location. Sri Lanka is one of the best places for you to have bases.
Yeah.
One of the best ports, but that's also not something we want. You know, we don't want to be, we don't want to be under, like, we are a sovereign state at the end of the day. That's why I like, you know, what I would say is what we need is proper leadership. If somebody can actually, because the current political system does not allow any clean politician to stay in the game. That's the problem. how so is, let's assume me right now, I want to become a politician and I want to do everything by the book. I want to do everything right. I want to do good things for my people, for my country. And I go in with this idea, right? So what's happened? Let's say you win like your seat or whatever, like smallest election, you're the one. Let's say you're the mayor now, all right? So what's going to happen? First, the business people are going to come and sit down with you. It's like, here's the money. We're going to give you this much money. You need to pass our tenders, right? And then you say, like, fuck all with that money. I don't need, I got nothing to do with that money. You can fuck off, right? Who comes next? The thugs.
Nah.
They're not going to come and say you, like, this is how much money you're going to give. They're going to put a gun in front of you and say, like, either you pass the tenders or your family members pay. So what you going to do, man? I would rather take the money and save my family, right?
Yeah. So it's a mafia state, basically.
Yeah.
It's democracy, but... Yeah.
Because the whole, every politician in the country has his own thugs running on, like, their ends, you know? Like, every drug cartels, everything that is done. Like, I don't know names or anything, but this is public knowledge. Every single person in the country knows how things are operated in Sri Lanka. As long as we get our 3 meals on our table, man, we do not care. That's Sri Lankan people. Like, we live today. Like, we are happy as long as we... Once we lose that shit, that's when we go crazy. Like, yo, man, you do your thing, but give me our things, you know?
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing that's why our people are always people who just look the other way. Like, you do whatever. That's why politicians are, like, given, like, the blessings. Like, you tell anybody something, like, hey, this politician is stealing. But he just carpeted the road, man. Like, he's doing something for the community. So why does it matter if he takes 20,000 out of a 50,000 project if he still gets the job done, you know? So that's the mentality my people are, like, brought up with, like, ever since independence, because that's how things have been happening. Yep. So when you're used to that system, you're like, whatever, man.
Yeah, you keep your head down and just do about your own business.
You just live, like, you know, you just live by, like, you know, just want to get by through life, you know.
Right.
Have you thought about,
too expensive.
Has your family, your mom, anybody thought about leaving the country, or any of your friends thought about?
Well, technically, me, like, a lot, ever since this year, man, like, I've been getting a lot of phone calls. Like, you know, I'm a stand-up comic, man. I can only do so much.
Sure.
Can't take them all with you.
Like, I'm barely.
The so dream doesn't afford a big entourage.
Big entourage. Not yet.
Not yet.
That's the goal.
But like, everybody's, like, right now trying to get away from the country. Like, my mom is 63 years, man. Like, so she's like, you know, for whatever that's going to happen, this is where I belong, kind of woman, you know.
Yep.
And there is also no time for her. Like, she visits, like, when I was in Austria, she visited me there. She visits my sister in Australia, like, because me, you know, me and my sister, like, we are in two different parts of the world, you know. So we don't have any idea of going back home to live anytime soon. Like, I'm being completely honest. There is, like, my mom literally told me when I'm telling her, like, I haven't seen my mother in 3 years. So when I told her that I'm coming to see her this year, she was like, don't. Because really? we don't know if you can make it from the airport to the house, because if there is no fuel by December, like, there won't be any services, and you will be, like, spending money just to stay in the house, you know, like, even if you make it home. So that's literally no, like, so I'm trying to, like, get her instead to come to Dublin, because, you know, so that's the situation. Everybody's trying to, like, the passport office has been stormed by people, like, every day. Like, people are standing from, like, 4 or 5 in the morning just to get a passport, just to try to go somewhere. Nobody's there, like, you know, like, this is good, because we know for a fact for the next couple of years Sri Lanka is going to be in this state, because, you know, we are so broke right now, and there's so little help. So it's and you know, anybody who comes with help also comes with other agendas. So people know that as well. Like, nobody's coming, like, hey, here's some money, man. Like,
they want you to listen to, when the IMF gives you money, Yeah. Conditions about how you spend.
I mean, if you look at it, it could be the next Singapore with the location, as you said, with the port and everything.
Singapore copied Colombo, man.
Okay. Mm.
Look where Singapore is now and look where Sri Lanka is now. Like, that's, I don't know the authenticity of it. Sri Lankans don't need visas to go to Singapore out of respect that when Singapore was building, is it Liu? I don't remember the name. He came
the leader,
to,
yeah, I forget his name.
Yeah, Lee Kuan Yew or something like
that.
Yes, I don't know.
That sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah. So he came to Colombo to get an idea of the infrastructure.
Wow.
So he came to Colombo and said, I want to make Singapore the next Colombo. And now we are telling we need to be Singapore.
Yeah, I see. Oh, man.
See how things changed there.
It's a good thing you didn't come when you were building cricket stadiums in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. Copy that again. Yeah.
All right. Otherwise, we got to take a break. But I want to get, after the break, I want to get into what happened to the former president, where he is now, and all that kind of stuff. But Kaplan, we're part of the World's Smartest Podcast Network. Why don't you do this ad read for today?
WorldSmartestPodcastNetwork.com. It's us, the Lost in America brains. We got Dr. Andrea Jones-Roy with the podcast Majoring and Everything, which we have not been guests on yet, but we are awaiting our invitations. I'm sure it'll be coming soon.
I got booked this week.
Oh, you got booked. Oh,
it wasn't a double. I said, can Kaplan come? She said, absolutely not.
No. Nah, all right. Well, I know where I stand. So I'm a new enemy of my personal brand.
I'm just kidding, by the way. She did not say absolutely not. She's having me on to promote the album.
Oh, okay. All right.
Double happiness.
Great. Go everyone just listen now, to that. Thanks. And then we got, is he a doctor or professor? Professor Andrew Heaton.
Never technically taught anywhere.
No, but he teaches in life. Like, you see him at a bar, you see him anywhere. He just starts teaching you things.
He's constantly professing.
He's always professing. Blowharding.
Which would make him a professor.
He's just sitting at Indian restaurants, just going off on all sorts of topics. So he's a very, you go listen to his show, The Political Orphanage.
He had a lot of turquoise in his.
Yeah, a lot of turquoise. You get smarter. You get smarter on his show and you get smarter in our show. So, do we have anything else to plug?
Should I read
Will Prechuck or no?
Yeah, I was going to say, well, we got questions, don't we? We would answer any question from any of our Patreon subscribers for $5 a month, folks. You can do this too.
Yes. So we got the great Will Prechuck. He wrote, it's called Karaoke Night Tickets and AD Pitch. And he starts off, he says, sorry, I've been a bit AWOL of late. That's why I love our fans. They apologize to us.
Yes.
Work has gotten quite busy.
Well, let me start. Apology accepted. Continue.
Apology. But never busy enough for a solid podcast. So that's why I've been spending any of my ad buy. I haven't been spending any of my ad buys, but he says there may be one below. So here he is. He says, I've gotten tickets to Turner's August 30th show at the Friars Club, and I'll check in with my friends if they want to come with. I like to promote. He's promoting you in his ad buy. Great start. I promise I'm nowhere near a plane, so I'll be right on time and in a good mood. P.S. The event message about the dress code says to wear, quote, collared shirts, which I'm pretty sure is a shirt stained by collared greens. I'll be dressed to the nines. I'll make sure my pipes are warmed for the karaoke. So there you go.
Thank you very much, Will. But I have to make a quick response here.
Uh-oh.
I just got news from the Friars Club. The August 30th show has been canceled by the Friars Club.
Oh, no. Is it because of Will Prechuck's friends?
They heard he was coming. No, it had nothing to do with it. But they did. And that is true. It's canceled. Unfortunately, I will refund his tickets, or we're doing it. September 27th is 100% on. I've been guaranteed by the club. They're going through some type of renovation. I don't know. Something's broken over there. They said they're closed August 30th.
You know what the good news is? I was going to be away the 30th, but I will be here the 27th. So I'm in.
That's good. Jeremy Kerrigan will be on the show the 27th. We'll talk more about that later.
Can I add?
All right. Thank you, Will.
Oh, can I finish this thing?
It's still going. Come on.
It's still going. He says, loving the content. Can't wait to hear more about pitching the pilot. Then he says, as for an ad for you, quote, air conditioning. Tired of sweating so much? Your loved ones keep telling you to go to the doctor. Want to beat that oppressive heat and humidity? Bask in the cool, dry glory and try air conditioning today. Not available in a surprising amount of Europe and other nations. Seriously, ask your doctor if you sweat too much. There's his ad. His ad.
Good ad for air conditioning.
Which is
they
true,
need it
right?
In Ireland, we've heard today. That's all. Thank you. And now, people, a word from your local sponsor. All right, we're back.
Thank you, local sponsors.
Thank you, sponsors, keeping the lights on over here. Okay, so Melinda, the president of the country fled. The president fled the country. Did he go? We were speaking about Singapore right before we took a break.
Went to Singapore, right?
Did he go to Singapore?
He I think he first ran away to Maldives. And
it's like a honeymoon.
He took a honeymoon route, actually. Then he went to Singapore.
He deserved a vacation.
And I'm not pretty sure if he went to Thailand as well.
Yeah, he's going to Thailand next, right? That's a real honeymoon trip he's doing. Yeah. Americans.
Was he going to Tulum?
Isada from Sri Lanka went to Maldives.
But do people want him to stand trial or anything? Is there a movement to bring him back?
People really want him to be, like, you know, taking him into trial. But, let's see. So that's the thing. Like, you know, I don't know what's next. Like, we nobody knows what's next. We are just now waiting. Like, you know, there's a lot of people, like, you know, very sad about the whole protest grounds being cleared and everything. Some of the protests, like people who have been taking the lead in the protests, have been arrested and stuff. Like, you know, so it's yeah, we are just waiting. We're just trying to figure out what's going to happen next. You know.
So he's in, is he in Singapore though? Or we don't know.
The last thing I knew, he was in Singapore. I did not check where he
is. Last I heard, Singapore as well.
Yeah.
He marked himself as safe and checked in.
Can you get someone back when they fly? I guess you can't, right? Because
you can't, political asylum.
They just say political asylum and then that's it.
You can't, like, technically, like, if, especially in a situation like this, where the person's life is threatened, kind of way, because obviously that's how it's portrayed, right? Sure. So you're seeking political asylum, especially you are a fleeing president. So it's not easy to get you back. Like, I mean, so that's the other thing. Like, people feel that Ranil is a protector of Rajapaksha's.
Right, the current, like, you know, president,
The current president, Ranil, because he has, like, you know, he has been in the parliament for long enough to be friends with anybody.
they weren't really rivals. I mean, they were
basically
rivals.
If you've been around
the political stage, man, you know how politics works. Yeah. Like, you know,
it's like the Bushes and the Clintons hang out together.
Nobody's really rivals. They are rivals on the stage.
Yeah,
basically, political rivalry is like a rap beef. These are all. This is all, like, you know, publicity stunts.
Yeah.
It's definitely like these are people who would bash each other on the political stage and afterwards go for drinks and dinner. Like basically that's how shit works, man. Like, you know, so now this is, like, clearly visible. Like, you know, like, when each and everyone keeps shifting power, they always come to power saying, okay, we're going to arrest the people who are, like, you know, who's responsible for this and that and that. And then when they come to power, nothing happens. They just arrest a couple of people who are ready to go to jail. And then that's it.
Would he be arrested for bad money management, though? Or is it for, you know?
I don't think that would be a reason. But there are certainly a lot of things that was, like, you know, the files that has gone back, like the things that he was accused of, you know. Like
during the Civil War or during
exactly starting from the Civil War, like you know, like a lot of it's not mismanagement, it's basically I would probably say, like, from like stealing
fraud
from stealing government tenders up to espionage. I don't know, like, it's a big rap sheet, man.
Yeah.
What about, you got his murderers family in the parliament? So, yeah, sorry.
Did his family all leave the country too? Because he's from this big political dynasty.
So okay, like, you know, his immediate family, his wife and kids, lives in the States. You know, he was actually a dual citizen before. Like,
oh, they're
in
America.
Yeah, he's an American citizen who has to give up his American citizenship in order to become a president.
Where do they live in America? Do we know? Go say hi.
I'm not sure if it is Los Angeles or I'm not sure, man. I'm not sure. Like,
they're probably
somewhere.
Part of, like, the woke left.
Like,
they're probably partying on, like, yeah.
Yeah, you know, there are certain things, like, you know,
Hollywood
I don't.
Yep.
like you know, like the Sri Lankans who are living in America, like, has actually gone in front of his son's house, and, like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't approve these kind of things, because, you know, like, he's a politician. His son is not. His son is just doing his
fault. His dad's, yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, it's. I mean, you don't have to harass people that who are not involved in something. I mean, like, it's one thing that you need justice from the people that actually have done shit. Like, this dude grew up. I mean, he grew up in Sri Lanka probably, but he has been in the States for a very long time. So he has no connections or whatsoever with Sri Lanka, apart from his family being Sri Lankan and father being the president.
The mansion he lives in and all that stuff. Does he have other family still in Sri Lanka?
Yeah, they're still around. Some of the wives and kids has been sent away just for protection, I'm assuming. But people are even still furious, so why are you sent, because every time that they go out, it's from the taxpayers' money. It's not coming from their own pockets, it's basically they pretend like it's their money, but we all know we are the ones who are covering their expenses,
Yeah. So they still live off because they're former government people. They still live off the government.
There are certain things that presidents and prime ministers are entitled to after they lose their stuff. Yeah. But as president got away. Like, the president is gone, but the rest are still member of parliament.
Oh, it's hard to get people out of that parliament.
They just resigned from their posts. They didn't resign from the parliament. They're still in the
cabinet, but they're still, or whatever it's called.
Exactly. Yeah. So the former prime minister is no longer the prime minister, but he's still sitting in the parliament. His son.
He's in the parliament.
Like that's the thing. Like, when the protests were going on, he was brought into the parliament by helicopter.
Right.
And people are like, "Are you crazy? This is fuel that people don't get to use. This is our money. You're pumping a helicopter to bring him into the parliament because you are scared that the people will beat him up on the streets. Are you joking?"
Is this something, this economic crisis debacle, is this being felt by everyone, or the rich or the government officials? Can they live? Are they still fine with their life?
It's, how do I put it? They do feel it, but still with the way that the Sri Lankan government and the politicians are treated, I don't think they feel it as much as the general public.
Okay.
Because are they able to get fuel? Like, how do they get?
Do they have to wait in lines?
They don't have to wait in lines. They have their fuel allowance that's being sent to them. They know what's going on, but they're not feeling it like the general public.
Yeah.
100%. That much I can say. Like probably if they were, that's the thing, they were given mega allowances, man. Like things that they don't need, you have this traveling allowances, this fuel allowances, blah, blah, blah. You can have six cars without paying taxes, tax-free cars. So all these, right now, I think the first thing that needs to be done is increasing taxes, because the taxes are brought down. Very, very much expecting foreign investors and stuff to come in, but nobody, who's going to come now?
Yeah. I mean, people might come and, as you said, try something that you don't want, which is let me just buy half this country.
Yeah. It's not good for tourism when inflation is out of control and there's no fuel. So
That's the thing. That's the thing. Hence the reason, even me being Sri Lankan, my mom is like, don't come.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the IMF has delayed, they were talking about a bailout for Sri Lanka.
This is, I was confused.
They've now delayed it by 6 months. Is that right?
Till September, I think. September.
Oh, sorry. Till September.
It could be possible. I'm not updated about this one. Sorry about that. It could be possible
because of the unrest, which is strange, because the unrest is because things are bad, right? So
It could be the reason why, because of the presidential shift, you know, like, because it, like so what happened was, like, you know, he Ranil was brought in as acting president, but then, like, people were protesting and stuff. So they said, like, okay, we are going into a parliament election. So the parliament will decide, since the parliament is the representation of people, my ass. So you know, like, and then, like, you know, the invalid votes were number three, and there was another person at number four. So you can imagine to have invalid number of votes, have being like, so Ranil first, the second person second, invalid votes, and there's another person. So you can imagine how many pricks are in the parliament who doesn't even know how to vote.
So the third highest vote. Third highest vote getter was invalid vote.
Yeah,
that guy died. Yeah. Third party candidate.
Like vote. They don't even know how to bloody post a vote for so one of the most vote. Important.
And this was the parliament voting for who would be the
exactly new president. Exactly.
So these are
butterfly ballot.
Supposedly educated people. They're members. Supposed.
Yeah, that's that. Like, everything is in air quotes, man. Everything about our parliament is air quotes.
Who did,
like,
the murderer vote for? No.
I. So that's the thing. Like, everybody thinks, like, anybody who gets to get voted is going to protect other members of the parliament for their crimes. You know, nobody's going to come forward and actually do something against them. So that's why it's always like you need somebody from outside perspective. But now, I mentioned it earlier, it's very hard to be a clean politician in a country like that.
I mean, maybe it's something where the IMF, do they ever do this, Cap? I don't know. But do they say, like, we'll give you this money, but here's what you have to do? These politicians have
that's
to go.
What they do, right? They put conditions on it, right? I assume.
I think they do.
I'm pretty sure they will not give money just out of any condition. Like, they yeah. would have.
Yeah.
They would have certain things, but that's the thing. Like, again, there's going to be certain conditions in how the money management is done. But like, you know, they can't, like, nobody can involve in a sovereign state's politics. That's a different thing. Like, so you can say, we are going to give you 10,000 rupees. This is the only projects that you can use it for. You otherwise, they might say that, but you can't say, like, hey, we're going to give you this much money, but then you need to send your parliament home. Yeah. They can't.
That's,
really,
that's why El Salvador is going Bitcoin and saying, fuck you. We're not, you know, that's the whole thing. They'll take your money because IMF is supposed to give you money. They have conditions. Right. This is how you all use
right.
it.
Oh,
that was the whole thing that we discussed.
Because they tell them how to use it. Yeah, they don't want to be told how to use free money.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know. Autonomy.
Oh my gosh. So
Bitcoin. No.
I think, man, I mean, I hope so. I guess we just wait and see what happens with the IMF.
Yeah, man. We'll see. Like, there is hope, but I don't know for how long.
Yeah.
It, yeah. And then US, we might get involved and we'll give some aid, I guess. Or
oh, yeah. There's India. Been news on that, right, Cap?
Yeah, I was reading. Well, India's gonna, I guess the idea that US, the United States would get a little bit more involved in the region. They haven't been involved at maybe US and India together.
Just make sure you don't bring democracy to our country.
Yeah, that's when we screw things up, when we try to bring. You want our money, you don't want our democracy. That's what you're saying.
We'll be, whatever, yeah, trust me.
I just wanted to do it.
You don't want democracy.
We don't have the best track record, but you know.
Everything about Americans are fine until they say we're going to bring you democracy. And like, thank you very much.
Do you want your leaders eliminated or not? Like, you
get, seriously.
We can take care of that.
We have a
you.
Good track record of eliminating leaders from foreign countries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not as good as we used to be, though. We're a little.
If you want anyone iced, let us know.
But,
well, best of luck, man. So I guess you're not at Edinburgh right now, right? The comedy.
No,
festival.
Man. Edinburgh for me is just a hassle because, you know, I even though I live around the corner, I still need visas and stuff. Too much of a hassle. Too expensive to, like, especially that my tour coming up, man. It's a 50 city tour, 25 wow. countries, and
25 and countries.
Very the lead there.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Pretty much it's a continental tour. It's a whole European tour. So I'm going pretty much everywhere in mainland Europe, like confirmed 50 cities. Most cities to be, I mean, obviously there's 42 countries, but I'm only going to
42 countries in Europe. I don't think I
yeah.
You should have asked us that ahead of time. See if we could guess. You got closer.
I would have like guessed, 30. What would you have guessed, Kev?
I feel like around 30. I might have guessed. I don't know.
35. I would have guessed like 20.
Really?
I mean, does Europe include? I guess it includes Eastern Europe. Yeah, all the.
It's actually
the 44. UK is still part of 44. Europe.
Yeah. Like geographically, I'm talking about geographically because I think the EU. I don't know how many EU.
Well, yeah, and Russia is part of Europe too. It's a trick question because they're both Turkey.
Yeah, but that's a big country.
Yeah.
Is Mongolia or is that one Asia?
That's Asia.
No, no, no. But that's the thing. Like you know, you ask a Russian. Are you European? It's like, no, we are Russian.
Yeah,
and then
sure.
You say, so does that mean, are you Asian? No, we are Russian.
Yeah, like,
it's
the continent.
It's its own continent. But Russia is considered as part of Europe. So
I assume you're not doing Russia in your tour, though. That's not one of the...
It was supposed to be, as well as Ukraine. It was supposed to be on the tour. I was supposed to play in St. Petersburg and Moscow and Kyiv.
We can get you spots in Kyiv.
We can get you Kyiv. You want to do a bomb shelter? We know a guy.
Who's your guy?
Anton Timoshenko. Okay. And Misha Kalin. We know we got two comics there.
All right. I worked with one of the comics over there as well. So like I know there is a show going on. Like one of my friends are going there, like, you know, to Kyiv with some humanitarian whatever things.
Humanitarian,
like, you know, bringing stuff and everything.
Nice.
But like, you know, like I don't know, man. Let's see. Like I'm definitely not going during the war.
Mom wouldn't like that. She doesn't want you coming home. She doesn't want you going to a war zone. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. But I was really looking forward to go to Kyiv as well. Like, you know, I have a bunch of Ukrainian friends who enjoys my comedy, who likes my comedy. So I was like, really wanted to, like, you know, go there and do something there. But hey, man, sure. Look, you know,
what's the name of the tour and where can people find out about it?
Yeah. Not a Drug Dealer.
Nice.
That's the tour name.
Yeah,
it was going to be Turner's name. But
that's the name of the show. It covers me coming as a third world country person to mainland Europe and spending, like, so it basically tells the story of my 8 years in Europe so far.
Nice.
So the ticket links, like, you know, it's in different ticket platforms because there are different bookers, comedy clubs, promoters doing the show promotion. So you can get all the tickets in one place if you go to my Instagram at malinda.ferreira, and then there is the link tree. All the tour dates.
We'll put that in the notes
there.
To the show too.
Yes, please.
The liner notes or whatever. Show notes.
So if anybody is watching the episode from Europe, I'm pretty sure I'm coming to a city that is, if not yours, a city that's closer to you.
Your neck of the woods.
Yeah. Fantastic. Malinda Pereira, thank you for doing the show.
Yeah. Anytime, man. It's always
good
a
luck
pleasure.
To your family and everything.
Thank you very much.
Best of luck, man.
Thank you very much.
Cap, that's it. What should we do?
Yeah, we should, I guess on that note, we get lost.
Get lost!